Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's also you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's up? It's Angela Yee.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
It's Lip Service. And listen, we are super excited because we have been dying, and I mean dying, to get her on the show. We got the baddest bitch, Trina, here with us.
Hi.
And this is fun because we've actually been talking a lot about 50 Shades because we all saw 50 Shades of Grey and now 50 Shades Darker is coming out.
Okay.
So we're kind of going to do some S&M themes here. I'm sure you done tied some guys
S&M.
Up.
S&M. Okay.
So our tip of the day, because we always start with the tip of the day where we give our own advice in a scenario. How do you introduce S&M into a relationship? How can you get a guy to experiment a little bit and get him to try something he's never done before? Maybe you tie him up or...
I just think a little sexy conversation. Mm-hmm. And you just kind of say, hey, I just want to kind of do something. You don't really tell exactly what you want to do,
right?
But it's not nothing crazy, nothing like that. You know, baby, I got you. I'm going to just, you know, and then you do whatever. It's time up, handcuffing, blindfolding, whatever. No, it's just a little game.
Him.
It's a little sweet. Say rob him. You know, you have to kind of smooth him into it. Cause some guys be like, what are you about to do? Like, I don't want to be tied up. Like, you know, you don't want him to think that you're just going to be crazy.
Have you ever tied a guy up?
Yeah.
Okay. See, that's a lot of trust, though.
Yeah.
Trust that you're going to untie him?
Yes. For a guy to let you tie him up, he has to really trust you, because that has to be... has a guy ever tied you up?
No, but you're in a relationship and it's just like fun. Like, hey, I just want to just try something. I just want to see, you know. I used to do that on stage in my show, actually. Like, we used to tie this guy up on stage in the chair. And so it was like one of them things like, oh, I'm going to try this, you know?
Would you let somebody tie you up?
I don't know. That's when you say that's trust, really, because then I don't know if you want to play a game and then you might not untie me up, or like, I don't know how much leverage I have with being tied up.
Like, we on Instagram Live, you tied up.
I need to have a little bit of control. Like, you know.
What about you, Steph? You ever tied a guy up?
No, I haven't tied a guy up. I like, I'm more of a submissive lover, so I like for the guy to be in control. You know what
that's
I mean?
Interesting.
All the time?
Yeah. Most of the time, I think the only time like I want to be the aggressor is when I'm drinking. Then I'm like,
when she on lay down, 19, let me get on top.
When you on that 1942, right?
No. Yes, exactly. Okay.
What about you, Gigi? You ever tie somebody up?
I have.
Okay.
Tied up, blindfolded.
A lot or just?
I've done it before, not a lot.
Okay.
But I've been tied up. Like,
she's the only one that's been tied up in the room.
No, like tied to the bed with the gag and
the ball and gag and everything. So was that like a real rush, a real high for you?
It was fun.
You would do it again?
I want to do it again.
See, so maybe it's something. Hold on now. Let's keep it real. Maybe because only one person in this room has done that, maybe it is something that we all need to try.
I wouldn't mind getting tied up. I would let my
That's as far as we going, though. Nigga, don't be pulling out no whips and shit, no nipple clamps.
I don't want to do nothing that's painful. Because guys are a little more tricky. I want to know, like, okay, you're going to tie me up and then what?
With
me, he had, like, the vibrator, and he was just like, you know, I couldn't stop.
Oh, you couldn't move or do nothing. See,
And then he fucked me like that, too. It was great. Like, I had the lay there and just like throw the pussy
and
back.
Take it.
I love it.
But okay, so no whips, not even like, you know, they have the little leather, feathery kind of whips that's not too crazy.
No, no whips.
No, that's next level. Yes. You got to start out with just the, you know, you got to take it. Sip in moderation.
I don't want to really get beat and like welted up and stuff like that.
It don't got to be no welts though.
You mean like little fun beats, like hits and like come here and like smack and,
yeah, like a little light.
Like you wear like a little collar and just everything just be in like that.
Damn, I never thought about
like
that.
You got to just
a collar and a leash.
Part. Yeah, a collar, a leash, and he's smacking you and whipping you and you're like.
Stephanie, I'm surprised. Now, you can't tell me ain't nobody whip you or because you like being submissive.
Right. I like, and I like the abuse too, you know? So, but I don't want him to like take off his belt and start beating me up with
we're
the
belt. We're not talking about a belt though. We're talking about those whips that are made specifically
for that.
No, I don't like the
fringes,
way they feel.
The leather fringes. Mm-hmm.
No,
right,
no,
the
no,
leather
no.
fringes.
Mm-hmm. I don't like the way it feels. I don't like it. I like to get hit with hands.
Smack me with your hand, daddy.
I'm Puerto Rican.
Choke me, bitch.
You know, we like to get beat up sometimes.
Have you ever had marks on you? Like, red?
No, yes, absolutely. I've had bite marks because I like to get bit a lot.
Trina's like, God.
I've had bite marks. I've had spank marks on my face, slap marks on my face. I've had choke marks on my neck. I've had spank marks on my butt.
Should we call someone?
I've had bruises. I've had bruises on my inner thighs. I get marked up. Yes. Like, honestly.
You ain't never had no black eye or nothing.
No.
Then it's the bruise that you don't even know how they got there.
Actually, no. Wait. One time I did have an eye jammy from having sex. It wasn't a black eye, but it was a fat eye. You know
what?
Why
hitting it in your eye?
No, I got hit in the eye.
Just like roughing it out?
Yeah, being rough. Oh, I woke up the next day with a swollen eye. I don't know how it happened.
That ruins the whole mood when you having sex and then an unfortunate thing happens. And
oh my God, but yeah. You want to hear it one time. I was really under the influence. And I had this guy and we were having like this amazing, incredible, you know, like really powerful sex. And he was biting my lip. He kept biting my lip and it felt so good. It felt so good. And I kept wanting him to bite my lip.
And then
my lips swole up so big. I was actually in Atlanta and I was supposed to do a video the next day and I couldn't do the video because my lips were so swollen. I looked like
you must have bit the shit.
You looked like
you did the Kylie Jenner challenge.
Oh
with
my
the
God. It looked really bad. It looked like, you know, rest in peace, Big Ange. Big Ange's lips.
Oh, damn.
And it took forever to go down. I'm talking about I looked like that for like a week.
But it felt great doing it.
But it during...
Was it worth it?
No, but and what's funny is that I realized, because I felt it, you know, I felt that my lip was swollen while he was biting it. So when I went, I got up and I went to the bathroom and I looked at it and I was hysterical. I was in tears crying. Oh, like, what am I going to do? Oh,
I look
my
abused.
God. I swear. But I really liked it at the time. I'll tell you this. I did learn my lesson from that. I don't let anybody bite my lips.
Right. Just a kiss. Lesson learned.
Yeah.
Lick.
Yeah.
Trina,
but,
you ever
know,
had
I
like
all of that.
A bad accident during sex that you had an injury from?
No, I didn't have no injuries. Thank God for that. But just like, I mean, like you said, like awkward moments. Like you don't want to just do nothing that's awkward and like it just ruins the whole moment. Like you're just like having great sex and you're just like damn near about to be smashing a headboard or you just like ooh. Hit your head so hard till you like fall almost off the bed.
Oh, I
like,
fell off the bed
ruined the whole moment.
Fall
but you're like
bed.
Awkward.
Yeah,
it's awkward. It's just not
yeah, that is awkward when you're yes. when you're getting fucked and you hit your head on the headboard. You're like,
but it hurts so bad. But you
on
don't
the edge
see
of the
and they're like,
whoa,
you okay?
Yeah, but,
like, yeah,
but he's still going though. Right. But you're like sitting here like, oh my God, but you don't
want to
see.
No, I definitely fell off the bed.
Or slip in the shower or something.
I was running from some big dick girl and bust my ass off the bed.
No big dick makes you run.
Girl, I was running from some
oh
big dick.
Oh, my God. Ooh. Run.
I fell.
All right, now let's talk about this. Dating an older man or a younger man is two different things. Would you rather be a teacher or a student in the bedroom?
I feel like, you know what? I feel like when you're dating an older man, it's so different. Having sex is so different. It's so much more passionate and you can tell the experience. It's it's a different level of sex.
Mm-hmm. Trina's like, I don't like
it. I mean, I don't know. I mean, because I like a younger guy, it's almost like super experienced. I'm almost thinking, have you been here before? Mm-hmm. Because there's no way that you can know how to do all the things that you're doing, even
at your age,
beyond some guy that was older. And I'm like, this guy's older, so I know you have the juice, but you're not even it. But this younger guy, it's like too much sauce.
Too much sauce.
You know, like, that's a... So, I mean, it's a difference. I mean, I think, I don't know, it depends on where you
I feel like there's a difference, too. And I, before these past couple of weeks, I said my favorite, the best lover I ever had is a man in his 40s. Okay. But currently, I'm dating someone, and I feel like sleeping with him is, like, way better than sleeping with a guy in his 40s.
Why is
it's
that?
It's like sleeping with him, but with that young oomph to him.
Okay.
You know what
so
I mean?
So do you like to teach somebody what to do, or do you like to be the one that's learning?
No, you know what? That's that's something that I always hated about dating younger guys, is that I always had to teach them how to eat pussy. Mm-hmm. And you get tired of teaching guys how to eat pussy. And then knowing that you told him how to eat pussy, now he's going to go eat everybody's pussy.
Right. I made you this great pussy eater that you are. And you're going to go spread my knowledge.
So like currently I'm over being a teacher.
Like both
I like teaching and learning. I like,
me too.
I want to know what you know. Like, I want to see something that you know. And I want you to teach it to me. Great.
What's the last thing that you learned?
I like to be the learner.
What's the last thing that you ladies learned in the bedroom that you could think of? Like, I never did this before, but he taught me something. The last thing. Because what is there left to learn?
I can't even think of that.
The last thing I learned is that, you know, you can stretch out your throat. You can train
it. It's your throat.
And it gets bigger.
Is it your third throat, right?
Your third throat.
Yeah,
third
exactly.
Throat. Three
throat. Exactly. Like there's a whole other part of your throat behind that bone.
And he was very glad to teach you about it.
If you practice, it opens up. And if you don't practice, it closes up. That's something I learned.
What about you, Trina? What's the last thing you would say that you learned?
You know what? I would say it's like having oral sex. And it's this thing, it's almost like no gag reflex, like mm-hmm. this gag thing. And I realized, like, you really have to, like, put it all the way in your mouth to, like, get past that so it can be real speedy to come back up so it can really be the...
We talk about this.
Otherwise, it's like just trying... It's almost like you're going to, like, throw up, but you're not. You have mm-hmm. to control. Like, it's one of those things.
You have to, like, relax. How do you do that?
You have... It's my thing. I don't know. I think if you're thinking about it too hard, you're thinking about it being too far. If you're not thinking about it, your whole mouth, your everything gets so relaxed, you just is... It's like almost a you about to swallow him. Like
you can't imagine all the size of things you can put in your mouth.
It's amazing. It's amazing what can fit down there.
No, it's absolutely amazing.
A baby can come out of there.
You can spit it back up, right? Oh my gosh.
I think one of the best things that you can do is have like an orgasm together.
Yeah, oh, that is amazing.
And you guys can both come at the same time.
Yeah, that's dope.
Yeah. I think that's a whole nother level mentally, mm-hmm, like body to body experience. Mm-hmm. Opposed to him having an orgasm first and you after. Like, it's totally different.
Or you first and him after. I think it's really great if you guys can both come at the same time. That's, like, the most amazing feeling.
I think that's very rare.
It is very rare.
But it happens. I can probably think of 3 times that's ever happened to me.
I just thought about the last time that happened to me.
How long ago was that? Mm. It's the most amazing feeling,
Are you timing yourself
though.
To make it, like, it's a timing thing?
No, it happened at the same time. Just happened, like. Mm-hmm. I said I was coming and he was like, me too. And then it was...
Because I also feel like when you come, it makes him come.
Oh my God, yeah. It does. Anything close to even him thinking that you're coming makes him come. Like any extra moan, it's like, no, I didn't come. I was just feeling good. Like, wait, no. It's over.
The worst is if you're about to come and he do something different. Like he's fucking switching strokes.
Switch it up.
Most horrible.
It's the it worst. Is. Like it I was right
ever.
There.
Yeah, that's horrible.
No, and then when he goes back there, you got to build it up again to get to that place.
Do you think guys know that though?
No.
I don't think they realize
it. I don't think they really
I think sometimes also if a guy thinks that you're about to come because you're in that moment, that he feels like he's got to, like, go harder, and then it fucks it up.
It fucks it up. Right.
Yeah.
Like, no, just keep doing
like
the same thing,
you
guys.
Out and you're about to come, and then he changes his tongue stroke, and you're like,
keep the same
the
thing going.
And sometimes I don't want to come from oral sex. Like, I want to actually have sex.
Sex to come.
I want to come from oral sex, and I want to have sex, and I want to come again.
Right.
And then I want to come again.
Sometimes I'm like a dude, like, if I come, I'm done.
No, not me.
No, are you?
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes I feel like,
every single time I
now
come.
Now I'm just doing it so you can finish, too.
That's how I felt before. That way before. But yeah. Yeah, I feel you.
Every time I come, I'm done. But, you know, you just have to be a team come player. And you know.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
Stay in the game.
I mean, I'm fine, like, to keep going, but I'm also fine if we stop after.
And that's if you come first.
I'm totally fine.
I know.
I'm fine with that.
Okay. So do you prefer before him or after him, if it's not together?
If it's not together, I would prefer to come first. Like, do you stop yourself from coming?
I've tried, like, okay, just not right now, but it's, you don't, I don't know really to, I think I've stopped it before, but I don't know if that really worked at it. And I think it kind of messed up the whole, like, aura between us, because I was just so busy trying to stop it. I think it still happened, but not as much.
It wasn't as much of a bang. As right.
Yeah, it just kind of was just there. So now the whole woman was missed, and then now he's going crazy.
I've done that before, too.
I'm over the, like, that. Yeah.
And sometimes you try to stop yourself, and then you don't end up coming at all, and you be mad as hell. Mm-hmm. So you'd be like, fuck it, let me just come, just in case the shit don't work out later.
When I'm getting my pussy eating really good, I always try to hold it back as long as I can, because it feels so good, and the guy gets so mad
because they're doing it too long.
Yes, they're like tired, but it just feels so good. I don't want it to stop.
Right, don't and then stop. He stops, and then you're like, "Why the fuck did
Why
I?
Why would you do that?"
Yeah, it's like, damn, I should have just came.
All right, could you have a purely sexual relationship with no feelings? We know that men can do that traditionally. But as a woman, do you think you could have a relationship that's purely sexual, great in bed, but you don't really have any feelings for him?
I haven't done it. I haven't tried, because I don't know if it's I don't know, just, I guess, I don't know, this sex is too emotional, I guess. I don't know, I guess maybe if you just felt like, this is hot, I want to just bang you right now, and I'm done. There's no strings attached. I don't want to see your face. I don't want you to see mine. You know what I mean?
But it could be a fuck buddy that you normally fuck.
But you fuck buddies, you end up start having feelings, and eventually... Mm-hmm. If you keep fucking the same person over and over, some type of something is going to happen. Unless it's strictly off limits and it's no way you want to be attached to this person.
Right.
But you're not fucking the same person 40 times and, like, don't feel a thing.
What if he's really ugly and you would never bring him around anybody? But
you like fucking him?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
You're going to sneak
to fuck him. But that means you like something about him, because you're that still dick? Sneaking to fuck him, right?
Right.
But you don't want nothing else but that.
Have you ever dated anybody you were ashamed of? No, for real. Have you ever dated anybody that you were ashamed? Like, I cannot bring him around. But...
I haven't, honestly. I haven't. I actually, like, a long time ago, I had actually, like, met a guy that was, like, I talked to for a little bit, but I was just so uninterested, and so the conversation was not anything about, like, for me to want to be even engaged with you. So I didn't even want my friends to know, like, I even met you. It was one of those things. You were a nice person, but I don't see this happening in no type of way. I don't
know. So he was good on paper or something?
No, he was just, at first I met, like, a cool person, but then one little corny thing. I think he used to make this noise. Like, he'll just talk on the phone and just make this weird noise, and I was, like, so turned off.
What
and
noise? You're already,
like, some, just the funny kind of growling noise.
You
like,
would growl?
But, and I'm like, I don't need, and I'm like, looking at you, not even attractive. And then it's like, I just can't see myself fucking you. Like, it was that.
He was a growl. What? I don't.
He would talk and he would just be like, he'll be like, oh, you know what? I just really think, you know, maybe if you have a little time, I want to see a, like, some. But, like, every time he would talk, it would be like this after thing, he would growl. And I was just like, you know what?
Ew,
but a nice
corny
person, but just stay far.
You know, that's corny.
Now, back to 50 Shades, right? In the movie that's coming out, Christian gets a second chance. Now, what are some good reasons for giving an ex a second chance? Have you ever given an ex a second chance?
I think it depends
on... We all have.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think it depends on what the situation is, you know, that the reason he's your ex, you know, probably things didn't work out. You just was over for a moment.
We were young.
Yeah, and then maybe that, I mean, it's certain limits to give a second chance.
Right.
I mean, I don't know about as far as, I don't, it depends on the person. You know, I don't think if somebody did you wrong or cheated crazy and made you look like a fool, you want to just go give them a second chance.
But
some
people
girls
do all
do
the
because
time.
You think you're, I'm in love. This, the sex is so great. I don't care what nobody say. I'm going to go back and back and back. So it depends on the person.
What do you say, Gigi?
I'm living in my second chance right now.
So what made you say, let's do it again. Let me give him a second chance. What are the reasons?
We had the fakest breakup in breakup history. We broke up and I moved out, but we still was having sex every week. And then I eventually was home 4 days out of every week.
Right.
Home, back home, 4 days out of every week. And then I was like, I might as well just move back in. We might as well just be together. Mm-hmm. Who are we fooling?
Right.
So you didn't have a real, like, breakup, like a reason.
No, we were broken up 4 months before I moved out. We were just living in separate wings of the house.
Sometimes I think you got to break up in order to regroup and get back together. Because there's people that have all kinds of issues in relationships and they won't break up. Mm-hmm. And they just like
it lingers on,
right?
On,
but sometimes you got to break up, spend some time apart, and be like, okay, let me just get some more perspective.
I feel like the second chance is always wrong. every time I've gotten back with an ex, it just it ends up ending anyway. It's just a waste of time.
Look at my watch.
I don't really think. I just feel like, you know, once somebody shits on you, like, how many chances are you gonna give somebody to, you know, to do you wrong?
But you don't think sometimes guys do learn their lesson?
Maybe. Not in my experience, you know?
Yeah, I agree with that. Like, if you didn't do nothing and we just broke up because, you know what, I don't know, maybe we're arguing or something. I'm just like a little fussed with
regular.
You. And we fall out and we need space. But if you do wrong and crazy, the second time I'm just looking at you like, it's not the same.
Yeah, exactly. It's not the same.
Because now it's even worse than it was the first time. And I'm already looking at you like, I'm giving you a second chance and you still might act a fool. I just can't deal.
Right. Yeah, like petty breakups don't count. When you're in a real relationship, you have a fight and you hate each other for 2 days and then you get back together. That's not
but
real.
If he cheated, because there are guys who cheat and then you get back together.
Mm-hmm.
And they learn their lesson.
No, they don't.
No, I don't believe that.
No, they never do.
They never learn their lesson. I don't think so.
They don't.
Because the lesson is to cheat. Why in the beginning? Because what you're doing is going to affect me. And because you did that, that's not a lesson you learn. That's like you really didn't care how I feel. Even if you didn't think about it, I'm looking at you like you didn't care that was going to affect me.
What if you have kids? Is it different if you have kids?
I hear that. I don't have kids, so I don't know. But I'm still saying I'm not living with the situation because of the kids. Because then, like, I'm just trying to put this front on for the kids. And the kids are good, but me and you are like
cat. Have you ever felt like cheating when you were in a relationship, Trina?
I did feel like cheating, but I just left. Like, it was a
even
situation.
Just a feeling? Because I think at some point everybody...
It was because I got cheated on. It was because I didn't do anything and you cheated on me. And I just felt like I got so many opportunities to just be reckless.
Like, bitch, I'm
Trina. And I want, like, really, I'm sitting here like,
bitch,
really,
on me.
Like, sitting behind the closed doors of the world, like, thinking about what you did to me. And I was just crushed. And I was thinking, like, I could just do it back. And you're a man. You're not going to be able to really accept it. Like, I have to accept or deal with it. Mm-hmm. Like, you wasn't. And I thought, you know what? Before I even tell you I know that you cheated, I have to, like, get the nerve. Because I know once I let this cat out the bag, it's over between me and you.
Right.
Because I'm visionary. I vision you fucking her. And I'm not going to see it no other way.
That is very true. Because when somebody does that, every time you're in bed, you're thinking, like, so is you fucking this bitch like that?
Yeah, like, I just
every
can't.
Time you leave the house, you're thinking, so you calling that bitch when you leave the house? You texting her?
Yeah, I just, yeah.
Did you have her around your friends?
I just left. Because I don't want to play the same game that you're playing. Because now we're both, like, slurs.
Mm-hmm. Right. Because that's the main thing. Like, when a guy cheats on you and it's disrespectful because his boys all know, they don't win.
Everybody know. Your girls know. You don't know. You feeling crazy. You look like outside.
I look like Boo Boo the Fool now around your friends.
Because
you had the other bitch around.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Now, has porn affected the way that you have sex in any way?
Me?
Because I know we all watch porn.
Oh, I honestly, I love porn.
Me too, girl.
You know what? Because I love porn because I'm always watching the stuff that, like, if I don't do something, I'm like, damn. This
that's what we say.
Mm-hmm.
We like to watch shit that
I'm obsessed.
We don't do.
I'm like Googling, stalking her and him. But it just makes it more like, it made me just more open, like, sexually, like, to just do what I want to do. Like, this, like, you know, a lot of my friends, they're like stuck in their ways. Like, oh, I'm not swaddling. I'm not deep. I'm not doing all these things. Mm-hmm. And
what's the first thing you said? You're not.
They're not swallowing. They're not deep throat. They're not doing all of these. Oh my God, I'm not going to ever do that. Oh. And it's like your
who
man.
Who doesn't swallow though?
Oh, it's some girls that says that they don't. They're not. They're just stuck in the older frame. Like they're, you know, that's
disgusting. I think spitting is way more disgusting than swallowing.
I know one girl who won't swallow, but she likes for her man to come on her face.
You might as well drink it.
I mean, which one is more like? And she's like, no, I could never. That's disgusting. I'm like,
yeah, like, bet you got coming.
But
you're
like, disrespect your whole face. Like, why you can't disrespect your
face? FYI, coming on your face is the worst if you have to do something later. Like, if my makeup's done or my lashes.
Oh, yeah, no, you ain't fucking on my
don't
makeup.
Don't you dare come on my face with my lashes.
And don't get that shit in my hair either. Do not want that shit in my hair.
No, man, that shit is disrespectful. No.
Yeah, not
if anybody tries to come in and you got to try to duck out the way, like, whoa, slow down.
No. I mean, I'm not against getting cum on my face. I'm not against it.
It has to depend.
It has to be a lit night. Like, you have to be really, really, like, extra lit. Like,
but what if you're about to go out? Because let's admit, sex is different
when you got to go somewhere.
You got to go out later.
We're not doing that.
Yeah, not before you got to go out. That's a whole other story.
That's a stay in for the night.
Yeah, that's all night.
After you went out, that's after the club.
We ain't got nothing to do.
Yeah. The only time you fucking up my face, fucking up my makeup, is if I'm done with it for the night. Yeah. When I'm done using this for the night, you can fuck it up all you want.
Yeah, come wash it off.
Get my lashes all stiff.
Now, after a guy comes in your mouth, do you try to kiss him or do you feel like I gotta brush my teeth after?
I'm not gonna try to kiss him, but I'm not gonna run and brush my teeth right after either.
Yeah, I'm not doing
that. But I'm not gonna try to kiss him.
Really?
After he come in my mouth?
Yeah. Why not?
I don't want a guy.
But
I'm gonna
definitely kiss him after I come in his mouth. I'm gonna go straight for his mouth because I want to taste it. But I'm not about to.
What if he's like, I want to taste my cum?
No. Okay. Then that's the end.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I don't want.
We're done.
I think that's like the end of the night.
We're done. Yeah, We're done. Terminated.
We're done.
It's a wrap.
It's like the night after that.
Bye.
Yeah. I think I'm done.
Where my keys at?
What about equal rights? Okay. We want to taste ourselves. He can't want to taste himself.
I don't think men really want to taste themselves. I think it's over after that.
Once
that happens, you know what? Both of us are falling asleep. It's over. Good night.
Mm-hmm. No.
So you wouldn't kiss it. So if you try to kiss a man after he came in your mouth, would you be offended if he's like, chill? Or you understand?
That's disrespectful.
I don't know. I think I don't,
like right after. No,
not, I mean, yeah.
You mean like
right
you
after? Swallowed it. It's not in your
okay,
mouth.
Okay, so you mean swallow, then lay down up on a pillow, lay there with your back turned, or whatever, like about to fall asleep, and turn around and just kiss on the mouth, like a good night or something. Like
that's fine. No, but I mean, if the cum is still lingering around in my mouth, I'm not about to put my tongue.
You
ain't
got no cum ring around your mouth.
Lingering, lingering around in my mouth. I'm not about to go try to tongue kiss.
No, you swallowed it. No, I'm not saying.
It's still some remnants in there.
Spit his cum back in his mouth. I'm saying like he's.
That's what I meant. Like it's, it's in your mouth and you want to kiss.
Okay.
Sometimes because I swear I'm hilarious, I'll like fake a guy out and be like, oh, give me a kiss. And if they say yes, I'll be like, oh my God, you're so nasty.
All right,
but usually they're like, no. Usually they're like, what? Like, no. Go wash your mouth.
All right, so now let's talk about some real life. I'm going to throw out a song title and I want everybody to give a story that relates to this song title, okay?
Okay.
All right. I wish I never met you.
I wish I never met you. A story is like, you mean personally?
Yes, a personal story. You don't got to say no names, obviously, but somebody that you feel like, I wish I never met you.
Oh, yeah. I definitely feel like I wish I never met somebody that I was in a situation with. And this is like a 4-year situation. And
your engagement.
Yeah. And like you know what it is? This is the whole thing. I can't get, it's out of me, but it like, I was so to not let you know for 4 months and I held it. I'm looking at you every single day and I'm watching, but I don't care what she was saying. Some freaky, freaky shit texting him.
So you read his text messages.
His messages was going off. I never, ever check his messages. Mm-hmm. And she was so extra thirsty, I guess was trying to let other people know they have been conversating again. And she was sending these messages over from him. And her, from her to somebody else that I know. Mm-hmm. And she sent the message and it came up. It just opened up.
Right.
So I was like, okay, now it just is a little
obvious. What was she saying?
What she was saying is like, you know what? I'll just be so happy when you're done, whatever you're doing in this in your career. And you could just have this office now and we could just fuck on the balcony of your office. And
whoa.
You could just fuck me and like fuck me in the ass like you like just
like you like.
Like how I like you to do it. And like, you know, you love that. And then it was like his message was like he was like it was like, hey, baby, like you're up. And it was like, I just want to know how many more times can I fuck you before I leave? Like,
wow. And she knew he was in a relationship.
Of course.
Right.
Who did?
And I was like, how? But I don't even care that she was saying all this freak. She said a whole bunch of freaky stuff more than that. But he, just the fact that me knowing that you kept saying, I just want to know, I mean, how many times can I fuck you before I leave?
It's his response.
That was
his,
what
that
he
really
said.
Did it.
But you're leaving coming to me.
Mm.
Whew, well, there's no coming back from that one.
And I could just keep imagining is how many more times can I fuck you before I leave? So you mean somebody was fucking her all these days? You were there like every single day,
disgusting.
Like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and coming to me Sunday.
Don't it make you want to get an STD test?
Sunday.
Absolutely.
I was thinking like, How do you I just really wish I just never met. It's nothing I could do. I'm so mad. I can't even do nothing but just wish I never met you. Like, right. It's no coming back from that. Because now I can't even fuck you because I'm imagining you fuck her. And, like,
so you thought about trying to make it work after that?
No, it was like a whole year after that. No phone, no call, no text, no nothing. Just nothing. Like, no communication. No matter who you reached out, it was no way to talk to me. And then a year passed and someone contacted me to speak to you. Mm-hmm. And really, I think I was happy, but I was still thinking, like, I wondered when this day would come. Like, what I would say, how I would be if I ever see you. And you're the only person I wanted that to, like, that was no closure to get that chance back to see. And I realized when I saw you, I talked, you mm-hmm. apologized, you can't go on, all this stuff. I fell for that a little bit. I wanted to hear all that within that year. But then I did make a chance to go see you. And then when I saw you, I realized, damn, like, I'm not even missing nothing. You're not even doing nothing that for a whole year since I've not been here, like, I'll just be coming back to the same thing. So you'll be still with me, still doing the same thing, going back, still fucking mm-hmm. her. It's not going to happen, bro.
That's right. And I always feel like with guys, if you wait too long, we done moved on. Your window mm-hmm. of opportunity mm-hmm. is closed.
It's absolutely. Like the feeling shut. Is not
going to happen. You got to try to get us back nothing. When we're vulnerable right after. Because if you wait too long, we done got over
we
it.
We off that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We off of it.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's got to be like immediately. You guys want to wait. I'll wait till she calm mm-hmm. down. I'm going to do mm-hmm. this
There's
and do
no
that.
Calming down.
It's yeah, it's done.
Yeah, I was done.
Steph, wish I never met you.
Wish I never. I mean, for me, it's a little different because I've been hurt a lot in my lifetime with guys, you know, just naturally as a woman moving around.
And you hurt guys a lot, too.
Yeah, you know, I've had my share of, you know, breaking hearts. But, you know, I take all of that like a lesson. I don't really try to stress that out. For me, I wish I never met the guys, you know, that are so amazing. They make the other guys, like, it makes it hard for me to date. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because this guy is just, like, so amazing. Every other guy is just so trash compared to him. You know what I mean?
That's it. So, the standard's too high now.
Yeah. I mean, that's those type of guys I wish I never met.
What about you, Gigi? Wish I never met you.
I'm going to switch it up, too. It's a bunch of bitches I wish I never met because them hoes is trifling.
Some of your friends are trifling.
Girl, some of my ex-friends. And that's exactly who I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. The betrayal that I've experienced was at a level of just ridiculousness. And it came from three people that I thought I was really close to, that I confided in, that I shared my home with, that I was around my family with, that I, you know, blood, sweat, and tears. We made money together. We cried together. We was broke together. We was up mm-hmm. together. You know, we wore each other clothes and borrowed shoes and mm-hmm. shit. 14 years worth of friendship. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I should have seen it coming. But I don't know what made me think I was so special that it wouldn't happen to me. And I did, but I did. So that will be my, I wish I never met you because I never wanted. Well, actually, you know what? I wish I never met you. But at the same time, I'm glad I did meet you because I learned that lesson. And I'll never in my life put myself in a predicament where I'll allow somebody to do that to me again. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah.
You ever had one of your friends fuck your man?
Yeah, that happened to me very early on. It was one of my best friends.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's just one of them crazy things. Cause you know, like you and your friends, y'all have y'all little secrets. Like if this is your friend, you my friend, like you'll know if we went to a club and another guy tried to talk to me or somebody, cause you're my friend.
Right.
But so this is my friend and you're my friend and I'm your best friend is getting all this attention, but you're not getting this attention. And you would risk the friendship that we have so you could fuck the guy that I'm with just so you can think that you're going to get the everything that I have. And not only did you do that, but you also, like, told all my secrets. Like, oh, damn. You know the night that she said we was going to Bahamas? We wasn't in Bahamas. We
That's
were XYZ.
So
oh, you remember
That's
the night that we... Like, that was one of those things. And I was
That's
like, wow. Like, it was a really wow. It was a hurtful thing. And the thing about it is, I was devastated. I was so devastated.
Not only did you fuck my man, but you also told my secrets.
Yeah, like girl code, girl secrets. We all have like that. Mm-hmm.
It's one thing if you fuck my man mm-hmm. and everything and keep it moving, but you're going to tell my shit?
Mm-hmm.
So that's somebody you obviously never spoke to again after that.
Right? And that's the thing I did because the thing what Damn. Happened is we were like, this is somebody this is like my best friend. I love you to death. And I actually look up to you because you're older than me and I idolize you. Mm-hmm. So I'm never thinking that would ever be me and you. And then you and him really was like, damn near like really fucking around.
Right.
And I would have to see it. and see it. And I remember all my my other friends wanted
so
to fight.
So they became like boyfriend and girlfriend after that?
But it was to make me so like, you know what? I know that you were talking to somebody else. So I know that you didn't want to be with me anymore. You just didn't want to tell me. And I know because she, like, you would text me everything that me and her would talk about. So I know that that's where you got it from. And, but now I'm going to tell you something. I don't even really want this bitch. I'm only doing it to get back at you because I told you I'm going to really, really get you. And that's how I got it. And then now you're just dogging her. And then they got into this big altercation. She's crying and going crazy. And she called me like fear for her life. And I ran to come save her.
Wow.
Because it's somebody that I really, really love. You a good friend. But I had to like realize and say that we could not ever be friends. Like me and you could never like be that again. We could like we don't talk now, but I still like love her because she was somebody that like just, I grew up with you. Like I right. your mom and my mom, like it was one of them kind of like a, more than friends, like family. Mm-hmm. So that was hurtful because my whole family and your family knows each other.
Right.
So I still have to see them. I still
do
have
to see
them.
Your families know what happened?
Everybody know what happened. It was almost embarrassing. You know, it was like so embarrassing. And it was just like, I mean, we're younger, but it's still like you're older and I respected you so much like a boss. And you did that and took advantage. So I learned a lot from that growing up to where now, like, I don't really like rock with chicks like that. I don't trust like so many people because of that issue. Like, I don't understand what makes women do stuff like that or be jealous. Like, you know, we all, if we down, we down, we up, like you said, we're going to do what we need to do. But for that,
because the sad part is it's not even what they don't even what you got.
No.
They what would they think he gonna do for them because they see what he's doing for you.
So that exactly. even made it even worse.
Like, oh, this bitch was this that and the third. Yeah. Let me see if I fuck him if I'm gonna get the same thing. Nope.
And it didn't happen.
No, boo boo.
So
sorry.
I was crushed, yeah.
All right, and you know we gotta do a big old dick. We need a big old dick story.
Big old dick story. Woof.
Look at Stephanie. Her face.
You go first, Steph. You go first, Steph.
A big dick story. Which one? Let me think. My favorite.
She
big
said,
dick
which
story?
One? Steph not, is living life.
I mean, I can't lie. You know, being single is really amazing, but I've been dating one guy and his dick is really, really fucking big. And it's so much like, okay, this is a good story. I remember one right now. Okay. So the other day we were having sex, right? And we finished and he went to get me the washcloth because I was dead. Usually I get up and pee after I have sex, but I was dead. So
I was dead.
I'm laying there waiting for him to get me the washcloth. And I was like, wow, you know, like that was so intense. Like, I bet you if I close my eyes, I could feel, you know, I could feel the I could feel the pain my insides are going through right now. Right. So I closed my eyes. I swear on everything I love. This is a true story. I closed my eyes to feel deeper. And yo, I swear I could feel my uterus throbbing.
Wow.
Like it was like,
I'm gonna close my eyes from that one.
I swear to God, like he was killing my shit. Like he was killing my shit. Like I swear his dick is so big. Like it I feel like it goes up to my ribs.
Have you ever had to turn down a dick that was too big?
No. Come on.
Nobody's doing that.
I'm gonna make it work.
I was defeated by a big dick before.
You were defeated?
Y'all know I think I'm the dick suck queen of the universe. Do I mean, you? I do. I think that my head is very, very good. And I've heard by enough people that I believe it to be true. So anyway, I was defeated by a big dick because I couldn't fit it in my mouth.
You couldn't fit it in your actual, it was too wide for you to open your mouth.
It hurt.
So
it,
what do you do like in that situation?
I took a deep breath and I just, you know, I tried my best. It was that big.
No, I have a tip. I have a tip. When the dick is too big, right? Look, I got a tip. I got a tip, guys.
I mean, I still managed to make it happen, but I didn't give the performance that I'm used to giving.
I'm a motherfucking trooper.
I did not suck the dick. It just was huge.
Listen.
I fucking
struggled. When the dick is too big and you feel like it's just not comfortable in your mouth, what you do is just put like, just, you know, suck on the tip of it. Right. And like make a, you know, make sure your hand is really wet.
Right.
And like make a suction from your hand
onto
yeah,
the
tip basically
of his
what I had
to
your head is like
yeah,
yeah,
when their mouth is too big. And it drives them crazy.
No, I mean, that's one of my moves anyway. That's one of my moves anyway. But I basically had to do that. That was the only thing I could really get them.
I'm going to have to try this tonight.
Yeah, you got to like, you take the tip and you like make a suction and you like go,
and then you
do
this.
Yeah, exactly. And it makes a noise like... It makes a sucking noise, a hard sucking noise, and it drives them crazy.
No, that's already one of my moves, but that was like the only thing I really could get them with was that, because they wouldn't really go no further.
Crazy.
I felt like my lips was like about the, you know how your lips be dry as shit and they crack right there?
Oh, that, it's like you're getting your wisdom teeth pulled.
It was like my fucking lips was about to stretch
apart. No, don't you, when they put the thing to get your teeth pulled.
Yeah, that's what it felt like.
Yeah, like, oh, that's the mouth being touched.
They need some Novocaine.
Shout out to that bitch.
Oh, what's your big old dick story?
Okay, let's see. I don't really have like a real big dick story. I think it would just be more like, for me, it would be just like, just having sex. It's like the whole big, like right now I have like,
you have a big dick.
Big dick.
Okay. Me too.
And it's like, the thing is with me, honestly, I'm one of those people. I am the most.
She moving her legs while she says all this.
Because I don't get, you know how they say, like, honestly. I don't get so relaxed to where I can just be like, I'm just about to fucking drive you crazy right now. It's like, I have to be so lit to like get to that. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, to get that relaxed where I can just really, like, I'm going to
take the whole thing.
Like,
yeah.
I want every part of it. Like, your whole fucking body to
all
come inside.
I want
like
all your body inside
but
of mine.
That's, like, a thing for me to get so relaxed to get to that point for that. So I'm still trying to adjust to this situation.
Well, make sure you pee after or you'll get a urinary tract infection.
I always pee after. I like to pee. And pee
you have to.
Pee is great.
I don't want no urinary tract. I don't want it to be, like, uncomfortably, like,
right.
You know what I mean? Like,
they call that a museum dick. It's great to look at.
Yeah, I don't really want it like that, but it's really great. So,
do you like to after you have sex be like in pain, like damn that shit, I'm still sore?
No, not me.
Sometimes
you do, because I want it like the next day when I wake up, so I don't really want to feel the pain. Yeah,
you just need that pounding. That sometimes you just need that knock, 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 knock. You know, you need that, and then the next day you be like,
damn, my stomach hurt, but shit.
No, I'm telling you, the next day he was getting the washcloth off, and my shit was like boom, 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 boom. It's amazing.
Maybe there was a ghost having sex with you.
The entity.
What about, okay, sex in public. Oh, I got a story.
Okay.
Houston's in the bathroom. You know how they have like the doors?
The restaurant Houston's?
Yeah. You know how you go in a bathroom in Houston's and it's like door, 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 door. Instead of stalls, it's like actual doors. Yeah, we were behind the door and we didn't lock the door. And this white lady walked in the door and
she jumped in.
She could have, but nah.
Oh.
But yeah, we got caught. But she ain't say nothing.
I mean, that would be wacky.
She just looked and then closed the door and left out the bathroom.
She was like, man.
But we kept going. We ain't stopped. Yeah. I was real high, too. That was the first time. That was the first time I ever ate an edible. We was in California.
Oof.
And that was the first time I ever ate an edible. And I ate the Rice Krispie treat and I ate the whole thing. And I was so high. I was so high that before we started having sex in the bathroom, I was actually sitting at the table with my sunglasses on and I was sitting there asleep. And then he woke me up, like, and I'm like, you sleep?
That
I'm like,
you up.
Yeah, that's what he said. He's like, oh, he's like, meet me in the bathroom, I'll wake you up. And I'm like, no, you meet me in the bathroom because I'm not going in the men's room.
So wait, Trina,
like,
right. You've never had sex in public?
No.
Not in like a bathroom stall, not in the park, not
I be just,
in a car?
I really like, I think about it a lot, like on the plane, like I'm just waiting so I can get the moment to do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's
me
like the
too.
Time. So I want to do,
I wanna
it, on
do it on the plane.
I've never done it in public.
I don't know about on the plane.
I mean, no. Not a regular plane. It would have
not
to be a private
plane,
jet.
Private plane,
oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
Like, you're really pointing down. Not a regular plane.
No. First of all, those bathrooms are way too small.
And they're just, like, urine all over the place.
I mean, like, right yeah. So
what if you was trying to
like
fuck in that small-ass bathroom when we was going to New Orleans? Your titties can't even sit in that motherfucking bathroom.
No, not that. No, yeah. But I think about it. But I haven't done it in public. That's so crazy.
You got it. You never had sex in the car, at least?
Mm-mm.
I've never had sex. Oh, I did have sex in the car.
Yeah, come on now.
I did have sex in the car.
Chyna, you gotta grow up.
I had sex with a girl in the car. This girl raped me in the car one day.
The car's fogged up.
I didn't even know that she liked girls. The next thing I know, I was driving, and the next thing I know, she was eating my pussy. And I was like, oh.
In the car?
In the car.
While you were driving?
I was driving.
That's dangerous, by the way.
I was driving.
Did you pull over?
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you come?
Absolutely.
Okay.
That's great.
Steph, sex in public.
Sex in public. I've had sex in the park. But sex on a boat is in public, right? That's public.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I've had sex on the boat, too.
Yeah, so, yeah, I've had sex, like, on a boat.
But not outside the boat, like, on the pier, like, where you're sitting, like, tanning right there, or, like, down in the cabin.
Down in the boat and on top on the thing. But it was in the nighttime.
Okay.
It was in the nighttime. Gina, we need you to have sex in public.
Okay, I should
And I've had sex on a balcony. That's in public. A balcony sex is in public.
Oh, yes.
Okay, that's public.
Hotel balcony.
Yes.
Bring that big dick out in the open.
Hotel balcony. I've done that a lot of
hotel balcony.
Nature dick.
Yes. Yeah, I had a great hotel balcony experience in Paris. Getting fucked from behind, watching the Eiffel Tower sparkle. It was amazing.
I love that.
It was so nice.
I've done that too.
Yes.
So
all right.
Good. Okay.
I know this is gonna make y'all mad.
What about you though? We forgot about you.
Did we
you
always forget about her.
She knows.
Sex in public.
That's her thing.
Of course, I've had sex in public.
Okay.
Of course, I have. When I was in college, I had sex in the park before.
Me too.
Yeah. Late at night, nobody was around. All right. Fuck boy. Let's hear your fuck boy story.
Do I have a fuck boy story?
Yes, you do. We all do. Fuck boy, fuck love.
I'm going to say what fuck boys do.
Okay.
Fuck boys fuck your friends. Fuck boys fuck your friends' friends, knowing that there's your friends' friends. Mm-hmm.
Fuck friends do that too, by the way.
Fuck boys fuck their ex-girlfriend every time y'all break up or have an argument.
That's a fuck boy.
Fuck boys allow other females to put their clothing inside their luggage and bring it home to their girlfriend. Fuck boys.
This is like a poem.
I was like, I need another drink after that. She said,
if you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs.
Fuck boys. Fuck boys.
It's like Shakespeare.
Fuck boys financially abuse you. They use their money as power and they hold it over your head. Mm. What else do fuck boys do?
Well, damn.
Gigi,
you
got it
down.
Hey.
Really?
Damn.
Sounds like Gigi has some experience with in this subject.
I think my fuckboy would be like, you know, epitome of like my story. I went through that whole situation and the stuff that you did that was just so like, you know, I still just think about it. Like, it's one of things like, really? Mm-hmm. You know, it's just one else. That's what I think. But everything that Gigi said, I think is the truth. Like, fuck boys. Especially guys that fuck your friends or fuck your friends' friends or fuck girls that know your friends and just do a whole circle of
messy
stuff.
Just messy.
That's just like, that's cornballs. Anything to get back to you. Anything that's going to make you annoyed.
Yeah, fuck boys make women feel like it's okay. Like, they could talk to you crazy, do whatever. Get your hoes in check.
Yeah.
That's the main thing. What about you, Steph? Fuck boys.
Well, my fuck boy, I'm grateful for him. I'm a cup half full today, huh? But anyway, my first relationship, the first guy that I thought I was in love with, I know today that I wasn't in love because I was a kid and, you know, I feel like you have to be a little older to know how to experience love. But anyway, the first guy that I thought I was in love with, he was terrible. He was 5-6 years older than me. And, you know, our relationship had to be on the low. Mm. He used to sleep with all my friends.
Damn.
He got one of my friends pregnant.
Those aren't your
pregnant.
Friends, aren't your totally friends just so you know.
Yeah, he got one of my, he was just really awful. He abused me mentally and physically, you know, and this is my first boyfriend. This is my first boyfriend. I say it all the time. I feel like being with him was like whole training. You know what I mean? Like at a very young age. And I feel like being with him also damaged a lot of my relationships in my adult life. So in closing, the reason I'm grateful for him is because after him, I really never dated anybody like him anymore. I didn't date anybody.
So you learned your lesson at an early age.
Yeah, I learned. And I was with him from when I was 14 to when I was 18, you know?
Because knowing what you don't want is just as important as knowing what you do want.
Right. Fuckboys make you quit your job.
Right.
Twice.
And he,
okay, I'm done.
No, and he, and you know, after him, all the guys that I've dated have been like, you know, have been in a different level, not the same. Like he was really uneducated. He was a street guy, you know, he was, you know, raised by in a single parent home. I never dated anybody like that afterwards. Like in all my relationships after that, if anything, I was the fuck boy. So
yeah. Fuckboys teach you how to be fuckboys.
There
you
go. That's exactly right.
So we gotta,
exactly right.
I'm not ready to leave yet.
They saying you have other things. She's like, oh, we gotta go.
Like 10 more minutes.
2 more minutes.
10.
All right, 2 more minutes.
5. Okay. 2 more minutes. Come on.
All right, 2 more. No.
I want to join.
All right, we'll do one more question and then we're gonna let you in go, because we know that you have a lot going on, because you got the new single out, Damn, featuring Tory Lanez.
Yes, it's yes.
All right,
two more questions.
Two more, come on.
Have you ever to turn down a request from a lover, like somebody asked you to do something and you were like, I'm not doing that?
Yeah, that happened to me before. That was like a threesome. And I turned it down. Only, I mean, and honestly, a part of me wanted to do it, but I thought about like, I didn't even really know if your fuckboy tendencies would come out after that.
Right.
Like, so I just thought like, let's just pause right now, because we are not, I don't know what's going to happen.
You don't deserve it.
Yeah. And it just didn't work out that way.
You know? Have you ever had a threesome?
No.
Have you never been with a woman?
I never had a threesome. I fantasize of having a threesome, but I see, this is my threesome thing. I think like, if it's me and my man and I really want you to have like enjoy this girl, right? Mm-hmm. But I don't want to be the goofy one. I don't want something to go wrong. And I just look and I have this visionary thing and I'm looking at you and we're all into this moment and you're fucking her. And I see your faces in this. You're in this. It's so great thing. And I just lose it and fuck the whole vibe up.
That happens
so
to me.
I need to understand what I need to. Mm-hmm. I have to make sure I'm ready to like, or I want to know from him, like, what is the pleasure for you out of this? Of course, you're fucking somebody who's going to be great or will feel good or whatever. But how much of it is it just physical? How much is it will be like?
Or is the pleasure that you're there and he gets to see another bitch eat you out?
And I feel like that's okay. He will want that too, but I'm not even worried about that, because that's just me and a woman. That's as far as it go. But you and her, I'm worried about what you are. Like, I don't want to look up and see like her eating me out and you're fucking her from the back and I'm looking, or anything, or you fuck. Right. I just want to look at you or her have no type of what me you have.
Right.
And I don't want to be the spoiler
it's
for
probably
that.
Not a good idea.
I had a wife spaz out like that with her husband while he was fucking me during the threesome.
See? But how did you handle it? I'd be freaked out.
I mean, I didn't care.
You didn't?
Because it wasn't her man.
Okay.
Other woman, so I didn't care.
Oh.
She spazzed out. It was a married couple.
See?
And she was like, why are you fucking, what? Like, she just got upset and, like, spazzed out. Like, you can't be fucking her like
that. Why do you think that happens, though?
Jealousy. I don't think that she really, really, like, she thought that that's what she wanted, but maybe it wasn't.
And then when it happened, it has to be hard to see somebody that you're with fucking somebody
else. But should it just only be because this is physical right now? Nothing means nothing after this.
It should be.
But is it that?
I mean, it was physical for me. I didn't give a fuck about the man.
But okay, so what if it was your man and it was somebody?
Well, I'm gonna tell you, I stopped the threesome from happening with my man and a close friend of mine one time because I felt like I couldn't go through with it because he was my man. Like, I'm not about to watch you and her. I'm not about to. I can't stand that.
See, I always look at Gigi as being very liberal.
No, I am. But it was me and this one. Me and this particular person was just way too close. Like, I wouldn't have a threesome with you. I wouldn't have a threesome with you. Like, I'm too close to y'all for that. Mm-hmm. With him. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, you don't have to worry about it.
Well, I know that. And I know that with Steph too. But I'm just saying, like, I just put you in that same friend category as said friend. Like, I put both of y'all in the same friend category as said friend. Mm-hmm. So at the time, it was really about to go down, like about to happen. And I stopped the whole thing. Like, I just can't. Like, I'm sorry, y'all. I just can't. And I had to explain to both of them, like, I'm in love with this man. Like, I love this man, like, to the core. And this is one of my closest friends. And I just can't.
So it has to be like, somebody you're not that close with, basically.
Somebody I'm not that close with, or somebody I don't know from a can of paint.
But do you think he's going to might sneak around and go back and fuck her when you're not around? That's my thing.
That happened to me, too.
I know people that do that.
That happened to
cool
me.
And
I gave my ex-boyfriend a threesome, and then I came home, and he was fucking the girl at my house.
Ooh. See, that. So
it's crazy.
Crazy.
No. Yeah,
see, I'm not from the era of threesomes. I think that's like I don't know. It's just not something I've
I mean,
ever
I like having sex with
do.
Girls. No? So
yeah, I don't
it's
like
not particularly
sex.
That I want to have sex with a girl and a guy at the same time. But if I like having sex with girls and my man knows that, of course he's going to want to join in.
Mm-hmm.
So sharing is caring.
Usually I, you know, I'm the same like you guys. Like, I don't think that I want to bring other people into my relationship. But, you know,
lately, you know, I've been thinking about it. And, you know, like the guy that I'm dating right now, he has so much dick. You know what I mean?
It's enough to share.
I don't Too much think dick. That hey. I'm going to want to take that all the time. So I think I'm okay with bringing another woman around.
You're like tagging.
I don't feel like
you're tagging.
You do it.
Tag me. Okay. Let me tag you in, bitch.
Still wanting to fuck this other girl or bring somebody else around. And you're like, but this is really my dick and my man. I may feel like it's I don't want it right now, but I really don't want you fucking them bitches.
No,
either.
I feel that. But I feel like with him, I feel like he's going to do it anyway. He's okay. going to go fuck bitches anyway.
Hey, my man knows he can't fuck nobody else.
That's what I'm saying. Thought.
The last time me and him had a threesome, we were on our birthday trip in St. Martin. And we had a threesome with a friend of mine. And we're friends, but we're not as close. But we're friends. And me and this girl had sex before without him or anybody else. And then, so I kind of looked at it like, yeah, me and her is cool and everything. And I kind of didn't care. I already fucked her, so I don't care. But it was kind of just like, okay.
Like, it wasn't meant to do with somebody that you don't know.
But if it was, but I would not have let that go down with the person I was talking about before, or you know, or another.
There's rules to this threesome shit.
Basically,
it's a lot of rules.
It's a lot. It's very complicated.
You pick the other woman. That's
it's very complicated.
I just feel like I'd rather have a good time with my man than have go and have a good time by himself.
We were talking. We were speaking of threesomes.
That's just what I'm saying today. I might change my mind in a couple.
Speaking of threesomes, this is what we were talking about. Is it okay for the guy to bring the girl? Is it okay for your man to surprise you with a threesome? Like me, I'm open with. Remember the conversation we had?
Don't surprise me with anything. Don't surprise me with nothing.
Like, exactly.
I took you to the strip club and we was lit, and I watched you get your dance and everything. But just the fact of me seeing your finger like touch her, I thought like, okay, nigga, yeah, we're lit, but it's cool. But you're not fucking her. But I'm saying if this is a girl, like if it was a threesome, I don't know how I would react, and I don't want
to
be like.
But even if you were to have a threesome, wouldn't you want to be involved in choosing and making that decision?
You have to. It's I'm you. Saying, you like, choose.
Right. You pick the threesome for your man. Now, yeah, you're about to go, exactly. It's going down tonight, right?
It's not.
But
it's...
what about when you look at your man and it's looking like he's so engaged, you're almost not left out because it's going to go down with you, of course.
Right.
But do you feel like this bitch is fly? She's like me. She's this. He's loving it. I'm loving it.
I think
but...
I might feel like that. I might.
Yeah.
I might.
And what if she looks at you and sticks up her middle finger like, yeah, I'm fucking your man.
I've never had that feeling. I've never felt like, oh, he fucking her better than he fucked me, or oh, I don't like the way he looking at her. I don't like the face. I've never felt that way.
You wouldn't?
I haven't yet. I have yet, and
but
I've had a lot of threesomes, foursomes, fivesomes.
He should be more worried that the threesome is like her better than
Wait,
him.
Wait, Gigi, if the threesome is happening and you're watching him like gaze into her face and give her the same good fuck stare that you get, you're not gonna feel no way.
I haven't seen that. Maybe he know better. I don't know.
See,
all right. So Trina, we want you to try some new things. That's okay. The whole point.
You gotta
of
have sex
service.
In public. That's your homework. Okay. Your service homework.
Before we end, nice place, a balcony, a car,
hotel
the beach,
balcony,
all that.
The bowl.
We want you to have sex in public. The yacht, the balcony. Not
but
the car.
I just want to say
not the car.
Because you'll get caught.
No, the balcony. We don't need Trina on the blog saying that she got caught fucking on Ocean Drive in the car. Okay. So take it to the balcony.
Don't have sex in the ocean either. All that salt in your pussy.
Not in the ocean. I mean, like pull the. In the car.
Sex in the ocean is so overrated.
Yeah, no, I'm not having sex in the ocean.
Not in the water, but you're in your car. You're just like vibing and it's a nice...
Okay, I also need you to get tied up. I need Trina to be a little more vulnerable.
I'll try to tie it up. A nice little leash.
Let him tie you up. Let him pleasure you while you lay back.
I need to make sure I'm ready when I come.
Are you okay with being choked?
A little choke, like fishing on, yeah. A little choking is good.
What about a little slapping on that ass?
I don't really like to slap on that ass because I don't want you to scratch my
ass. I know, but you know what I don't like?
I whelp up. I don't want like all these scratches and my ass okay, is like so raw just and red and wet, like scratched up.
A good open really hand slap.
Trina, just push me a little bit, grab me, like be aggressive. But I'm not really into the slapping of the ass part.
But Trina, your ass is made to be slapped.
You think?
Yours in particular.
But that's...
Yours in particular.
Fingerprints is on the ass. It's red and scratched up.
No scratches.
It looks good later on when you look at it like, damn, I had a crazy night last night when you see
a lit night. Gotta be real lit, right? I'll get so lit then maybe
no,
I'll
that's
get
the best thing when you wake up and you look all battered. Like wow,
what happened?
I had the most amazing night come ever.
Lit. Okay, all right, so we're going to let Trina let loose and be a little more vulnerable.
Okay.
Okay?
I'm ready.
And next time you come back, we're going to talk about it.
Okay.
All right. Well,
thank
Trina,
you guys.
Thank you
are amazing.
So
thank you for coming.
We appreciate you.
I appreciate you guys.
Dang,
thank you.
That was good.